You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Vitae, willkommen, bienvenue, bienvenidos, and welcome to the official result show for URN Vision 2021 with me, Ella Vidrinska. All week you have been voting for your favourite songs, and we are now here to crown the winner. It has been such a close competition. I went into this year's contest maybe with a few favourites that I thought might do well, and let me tell you, your votes have blown any expectations I had straight out of the water. Right down to the last minute, I could not call who was going to win this. It really has been all to play for. So very shortly, we'll be hearing from this year's official juries and combining their choices with your votes at home. But first, let's get a reminder of each of the contestants. Representing Spain, it's Zorro. For Italy, it's Chess.
Never take a stranger's advice. Never let a friend fool you twice. Nobody's on nobody's side. Never be the first to.
For Austria, it's Elizabeth. For France, it's the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
There, like ordinary men who freely walk about there, just one day.
For Norway, it's Showstopper, the improvised musical.
We have let it all go, and now we all know our way home.
For Sweden, it's Barbra Streisand with A Little Night Music.
Just where I'd stopped opening doors.
For Germany, it's Grand Hotel. For Ireland, it's Sing Street. For Romania, it's Showtime favourite, Tanz the Vampire. And last but not least, for the United Kingdom, it's Everybody's Talking About Jamie. Such a strong competition this year. I know I keep saying it, but there were some absolute bangers playing for the URN Vision title, and I have to say a huge thank you for that. One of the things we wanted to do this year to make URN Vision 2021 bigger and better than ever was to have your input in choosing the contestants, as well as ultimately voting for the winner. And hands down, that has given us one of the strongest playlists we've ever had in URN Vision. So thank you if you suggested a song, whether it made the final competition or not. Your input really has guided this contest, so thank you. And of course, not only that, but now you get to decide the winner too. All week we've been asking you to pick your top five songs from the show. Your choices were then awarded points accordingly. So your fifth place song got 2 points, your fourth place song got 5, your third place song got 7, your second place song got 9, and then your top choice, your favourite of the evening, received the full 12 points, the coveted 12 points. You don't really need to worry about those numbers at all. Just rest assured that that's how the final points have been decided. And before I reveal how each song has done in the public vote, it is time to hear from the official juries. In addition to your votes at home, we have a few select cities around the country, some regular Showtime listeners and friends of the show who ring in live with their votes. So very shortly, we'll be hearing from listeners in Lincoln, Sheffield and Leeds. But first, I should probably let you know my votes. I realise I'm the host and, you know, I'm meant to be impartial, but hey, even the host nation gets to vote in the real Eurovision, so why not here? And can I just say, this is one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make. Being the person who puts the show together, I usually have at least a bit of an inkling about which shows I prefer and what I'll probably put in my top five. Not this year. I was changing my mind right down to the last minute, and a lot of the shows I thought would be my favourites and would maybe even get my 12 points, they didn't even make my top five in the end. Like, even Showtime classics like Zorro and Tanzed a Vampire, they're not on the list. Instead, my fifth choice, receiving 2 points, was Elizabeth for Austria. Again, quite a surprise for me that it ended up so low down, given that that was the show I really desperately wanted to be in Eurovision. Like, I'd literally been saving it for the show. But yeah, it made my top five, but right at the bottom. My fourth choice then, with 5 points, was the United Kingdom. I mean, you can't go wrong with everybody's talking about Jamie, can you? That does also mean that already the UK is doing better than the UK in the real Eurovision. Not that that's too difficult to do, but I mean, that song is such a banger and really seems to have resonated with audiences. So 5 points from me for that. My 7 points go to Norway with Showstopper the Improvised Musical and the song The Wizard of Oslo, which I'm going to say is a surprise even for me. That was put in as a slightly left field choice, but hey, it's been in my head all week, and mate, that tambourine action is top notch, so you gotta respect it. Then just missing out on the top spot and receiving 9 points from me is Sing Street and Ireland. In any other year, this would have been top for me. And let me just say, I have been listening to the Broadway cast recording of Sing Street non-stop. It has become one of my favourites and will definitely be featuring a lot more on Showtime in the future. But alas, it just couldn't beat my favourite song on the night. So my 12 points go to Grand Hotel representing Germany. It is such a jolly song. It's just musical theatre at its best. And if you've seen the video that we put on Twitter at ShowtimeURN of their Tony Awards performance in 1990, you'll maybe understand how obsessed I am with Michael Jeter's legs. I don't know how they bend that way. It's so mesmerising to watch. With that in mind, I just had to give them my 12 points. But you know, that's just my opinion. Let's hear what some of the other juries have to say. And we head first to Jake in Lincoln. Jake, who is getting your points?
2 points go to Austria. 5 points go to the UK. 7 points go to Spain. 9 points go to Germany. And the all-important 12 points from the Lincoln jury go to Ireland.
Ireland proving popular with the Lincoln jury and with you at home on social media as well. Will it be enough to win, though? Well, let's head now to Izzy, who has the Sheffield votes for us.
So with 2 points is the UK, because it did make me want to get up and dance and sing. 5 points is Romania, because I wanted to just belt it out loud. 7 points is Italy. The drama in that song was incredible. 9 points to Ireland. Again, just made me want to stand up and dance, which I did do actually. And then 12 points to Norway, because it was truly the best spot.
Truly the best bop. High praise indeed from Izzy on the Sheffield jury. Did you agree? We will be finding out very soon. But first, our last official jury. I'm joined now by the incomparable PR Abby, my own partner in crime, as we head to Leeds.
Hey up, Nottingham. It's Leeds calling, here with the votes from the Leeds jury. Our 2 points go to Spain. Our 5 points go to Austria. Because the song has been stuck in my head the entire week.
I mean, it's an absolute banger. I think we can agree.
So wonderful. Our 7 points had to go to Romania because of the legacy of Tanz the Vampires.
I mean, it's a Showtime classic. To be honest, it is the one that I feel most guilty about not putting in my own top five. Like, as you say, it's such a legacy. 3 years of Tanz the Vampire on Showtime. And yet, the competition was so strong this year, it didn't even make my list. Same with Zorro. I feel like I've betrayed Showtime.
But, like, knowing you and your music, I am surprised you didn't put either of them in. But that's just because you didn't have enough slots. Like, there weren't enough. Like, I think if you'd had another one, like a 1 point, you would have given them one as, like, a hey.
Yeah, that's true.
Hoisted by your own voting system.
And speaking of the voting system, what's next from the Leeds jury?
Our 9 points go to Italy, following their official Eurovision, in inverted commas, win.
The less good Eurovision, you might say.
You know, it's a bit more underground. Eurovision, very much, you know, the premier song competition for Europe.
I mean, yeah, this is the one with real weight, the one people really care about.
Very much so.
Eurovision is where it's at.
Which means our 12 points go to the UK!
Hey! Already doing better than the real UK in Eurovision.
Yeah, because although I may not have seen Jamie in real life, I feel such an affinity for the show that there was no other show that I could give 12 points to.
This is the Eurovision equivalent of political tactical voting in Eurovision, isn't it?
Very much so.
Like, you know how Greece votes for Cyprus and Cyprus votes for Greece?
Yeah.
You, as our premier Yorkshire correspondent, have to support a show based in Sheffield. Whereas I just went straight in with Germany because I'm like, oh, the actor who sings it has cool legs.
I hope that's in your official commentary. Because of the legs.
Yes, because of the legs. I mean, the song is so jolly. Like, I just want to Charleston to it constantly. But how does he do it with his legs? They're like jelly. Thank you, Abby. And thank you to all our official jury voters for this year's competition. But that really is only part of the story. Like the real Eurovision, your votes can change everything. And let me tell you, they definitely have. The votes have been counted and independently verified, and it is time now to reveal the winner of Eurovision 2021. In last place, with just 5 points, it's Barbra Streisand for Sweden with Send in the Clowns from A Little Night Music. Send in the clowns. A big player out early there. I mean, it's Barbra Streisand. I told you this show was going to be tense. We then make quite a leap up to 27 points, where we have Elizabeth the Musical for Austria. It was a catchy song, for sure, but maybe a bit too out there for audiences this year. Then, just ahead of Austria, we have my personal favourite, Grand Hotel for Germany, with 31 points. Do I think it deserved better? Yes. Do I understand why it didn't? Also, yes. Then, just 2 points ahead of Germany. It's very close at this point in the leaderboard, I should say. It is The Hunchback of Notre Dame representing France with 33 points. a Disney classic and a very nice ballad, but maybe by comparison not weird enough for URNvision. And speaking of weird, next on 37 points, it's Showtime favourite Tanz Da Vampire for Romania. Another foreign language song, so pretty happy that it's ended kind of mid-table. Honestly, did better than I expected it to, even if I personally didn't put it in my top five. Sorry, Tanz. Now, this is where things begin to get exciting. We have two countries tied together on 57 points and just missing out on a spot in what would have been the top three. On 57 points, it is Norway and Spain.
We found the Wizard of Oz, Lord. We have
two very worthy competitors. They can both be very proud with what they've achieved, but it wasn't quite enough. There are just three countries left. We have our very own United Kingdom, with everybody's talking about Jamie. Already the UK have done way better than in the real Eurovision, but can they go so far as to take the win here? We then have Italy and the musical Chess. An early favourite with audiences on social media and written by ABBA's Benny and Bjorn, who have already won URNvision once before with a song from Mamma Mia, so they may have prior form. And then there's Sing Street representing Ireland. This is a show that people have wanted to hear on Showtime for a very long time, so will the votes reflect that? I can reveal that there is 1 point separating the winning country from the other two in joint second place. With 70 points and winning URNvision 2021, it's Italy being represented by Chess. Ireland and the UK are truly worthy runners-up on a very solid 69 points each, but Italy have just pipped them to the post and will be taking the URNvision crown. Italy, of course, also making it the double win this year, the real less important Eurovision, and then this truly unique URNvision to boot. Chess now joins the dizzy heights of URNvision champions alongside Mamma Mia, Beauty and the Beast, Women on the Verge of a Nervous Breakdown, Moulin Rouge and Six the Musical. A truly esteemed bunch of shows and a very worthy winner to add to their ranks this year. It has genuinely been such a fierce competition this year and easily one of my favourite playlists, so thank you to you for making URNvision 2021 everything that it has been. Thank you for listening, for sending in your show suggestions, for joining the conversation on social media, for voting, and for crowning this winner. It really has been a fantastic competition, so thank you. And while that is it from URNvision for this year, don't forget that you can catch Showtime live on urn1350.net every Sunday evening with me, Ella Vedrinska, as I take you through all the latest theatre news and play a whole host of epic musical theatre tunes. You can also find us on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at ShowtimeURN. For now, thank you for listening. I've been Ella Vedrinska, and this has been URNvision 2021. Goodbye.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.